Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Kevin Adams is beginning to make calls. And the calls that I'm understanding are happening around the league are, we want to shake things up. We want to do something big. Tell me what you're interested in. So I think just about everything is on the table. I mean, maybe with some rare exceptions, but that you could see some of those types of names land on my trade targets board at some point in time over the next 4 weeks, because the Sabres are going to be engaging in those types of conversations to shake it up. Okay, so what type of shakeup are you expecting? Here's the thing. I can't answer that because Kevin Adams doesn't know what that shakeup could be. That's been the ambiguity and probably even some of the frustration that's emanated from some of these calls with other general managers. Okay, tell me who's available, and then we can talk about it. It's like, well, I don't know. Like, let's dive in and discuss more.
Frank Saravelli, formerly of Daily Faceoff.
Still Daily Faceoff.
Okay, still there.
Yep.
I feel like Paul has to say, I want to say what Paul is. Like, he wouldn't trust Saravelli, and that's fine. Paul, given that context, on Saravelli there, on Kevin Adams, if that is indeed how it's going. By the way, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. And we talked a little bit in the first hour about, you know, would Josh Allen lead a drought team to the AFC Championship game? Because yes. A caller called, and we put it up as a Twitter poll. You can vote on that. You can chime in on YouTube as well and hang out. But right there on Kevin Adams. So I saw that yesterday. That's Frank Saravelli with Andrew Peters and Craig Raffet on After the Whistle.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's eye of the beholder stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that sounds like a problem? If that's true, Kevin Adams is calling every team and saying, let's think big. What are we going to do here? We're open to anything. And it sounds like Saravelli is saying that Adams isn't exactly bringing an offer or an idea, but more asking other GMs, what would you want to do?
I guess it could. That's not the first thing I thought of when I heard that, though. What I thought of was, last year there were stories told and reports about the league maybe believed that Kevin Adams overvalued his players,
mm-hmm.
and that his, you know, shouting into a megaphone to the other GMs, hey, I'm here. Like, I'm open to something big, is maybe a, well, we'll see if it actually works in practice, but a message to the other GMs of, if you think I overvalue my players and that's, you don't give me, and you wouldn't give me a call because you think that, give me a call.
Yeah.
Find out.
Okay.
Because I might be more open to trading them than you think I am.
I don't think it's a problem for a GM to do exactly this. And without making too much of a comparison to your own fantasy football dynasty leagues, but sometimes you just know you need to make changes. And opening the door with 31 other GMs for dialogue, mm-hmm. if that were to happen that way, I don't think that has to be a bad thing. I mean, maybe you call Dallas and say, what's going on with Robertson? We'd be interested.
Right.
And that starts a dialogue. Or maybe it's the Sharks, and they thought they were going to be picking first, and they're not picking first. So you say, hey, you looking for a defenseman? Like, what are you thinking? Because
yeah,
to me, opening those dialogues with other teams is the exact way to not get penned in on one deal, but let's see where this goes.
And you're also not really being the hunter when you hear that, right? Like, you're not in the weeds and you see this Robertson thing and you're like, okay, let me get in on Dallas. Let me call that. Because if you're announcing to the world that I'm in for the shakeup, what in another GM sees that, Dallas isn't calling you, I don't think, to offer Jason Robertson for a first-round pick and a prospect, right? They're coming after your guys.
Yeah.
When they see you're open to something big, it's who can we get that's good from them? Now, maybe there's a hockey trade to be worked out and there would be enough deals where you would still find your way to something meaningful on the other end that isn't picks and prospects, and he's done that twice already. But yeah, it does. It is more. It's not quite him being the hunter, I would say.
Yeah, there's some semantics to this, but he said he wasn't shopping Casey Mittelstadt, and then they trade Casey Mittelstadt because a deal just kind of comes together.
Sure,
you can not believe they were shopping him or not, but I feel like take me back. Wasn't there a trade where it might have been Botterill, it might have been Tim Murray, where talks started about a different player, and then they ultimately get to, well, how about this guy instead? And again, like, it doesn't have to be specific. We don't have to remember it. We know that happens. I'm thinking all the way back to, and this is a very famous trade, like Taylor Hall for Adam Larson.
Yeah.
The league didn't know he was available.
Right.
Let's go to, Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis. The league didn't know.
Yeah.
And the only way that can happen is if instead of calling and shopping your guys, you just get on a phone call and say, like,
let's get a deal done with one team.
Yo, St. Louis, you thinking anything?
Yeah.
And maybe that day, that GM says, you know what?
Yeah. That does happen in your fantasy leagues, by the way.
Yeah.
You see a guy get traded, and then you text your friend, like,
nobody called
you. Didn't call me. You didn't shoot me a text.
Right. And that definitely.
And that's always frustrating.
It definitely happens in the NHL, the NFL, the NBA. Definitely. So I don't think it's a major problem for the Sabres to look at calling every team without a set.
Yeah.
Hey, here's who we would want from you. I actually think that might be less productive. Call all 31 GMs and tell them the player you'd like to trade for. Instead, it's like, let's chat, you know?
Yeah.
Does Jarmo Kekalainen make one of these calls with someone that he used to work for? I mean,
yeah,
is that not possible? Well, you can't call Florida. They're playing. But
yeah, I wonder if it graduates to that. The thing I wonder is, are they going to be – no one's coming and offering you their best players, I don't think. So you've got to be willing to give up something of substance if you want a Jason Robertson, or you want to revisit Elias Pettersson, or you want to do something like that. Like, I pulled up Frank Saravelli's trade board, the clip we just came in with. His trade board, or Daily Faceoff's collective trade board, there are some big names on here. Two of the top four, though, are Sabres. Paterka and Byram.
Yeah.
So, and one of those, I think, is a much more expensive and much bigger decision than the other. Like, Byram, I can't imagine plays another game for this team. And I also don't feel like he's worth a crazy amount. Paterka is a decision. Like, how do you want to navigate that? You still have control for multiple years. But if you want to do this shakeup, and there are these star players out there, you know, you're trading a 23-year-old, but doesn't trading a 23-year-old for a 25, 26-year-old sound like a good idea?
Sure. He's definitely not too old to worry about this. I mean, it's not
no.
a guy that's 30. Robertson.
I'm not even sure if he was 30, I would really care about
it. That's, yeah, I might feel the same way. So do you want to get real nuts and say, like, what, Paterka and ninth overall, Paterka and Benson?
Benson's always tough because I love watching him play.
Benson's always tough because you love watching him play, and he's young and he's he's a whatever.
He's a good defensive player.
When he's on the ice, good things happen. But yep. Is he ever going to actually score?
Right.
The level you want.
I think a smart team doesn't let Benson walk right now.
Well, it's not a walk.
Sorry, but
would you include him in a deal for Jason Robertson?
I would much rather.
I'm not asking what you'd rather.
If they say I want
Benson. Benson and Byram, right, and nine.
Because the game is not, you know, this is often how you can get fall into a trap, which I just fell into this trap. I am talking with Dallas as though Dallas can't talk to 29 other teams about trading Jason Robertson. I've got to have the best offer. So to beat 29 teams, do I have to put Zach Benson in the deal with J.J. Paterka? I think I do it. That's a hard pill to swallow because I love Benson as a player. But I'm getting a guy who has scored. He scored in the last 4 years as many goals as Tage Thompson has.
Yeah.
Think of it that way. Paterka's a nice player. Very good player. And Benson looks like he's got a lot of promise, and he's already a very valuable two-way player. But am I getting another Tage Thompson on my roster? Because that's what this team is missing, right? Is the stars at the top of the lineup next to Dahlin and Tage. So I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to do almost anything to get a player of that caliber. So I don't know how much further I would go than those two, but that's I would go that far.
One thing you have to wonder is, you know, while we make these loose comparisons to your own fantasy leagues and dynasty leagues, those leagues don't have no trade clauses.
You know?
The Sneaky Joe Van Buren boys,
they can trade for whoever.
Trying to trade for Josh Allen's like, actually, he has a no-trade clause. He won't go to your team.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. And one thing you have to wonder about that is, here's Jason Robertson, who does not have no-trade protection.
Right.
Which, I feel like we should have a term for this. We should call this some sort of hostile takeover. It really kind of is that, right? You notice a player, Pettersson was this, his kick's in July 1st?
July 1st. Okay. Yeah, less than a month.
Less than a month to trade for Pettersson before he can say no.
Yeah.
And Robertson doesn't have protection from a trade. So when guys don't have trade protection, it's almost like the Sabres have to have a different board in the office. Here's our big board of all the NHL players. Now here's the board of guys we could get because they can't say no.
Right.
We need a hostile takeover of Dallas. Here's Paterka and Benson and, I don't know if the ninth pick is interesting to them, for a 25-year-old Jason Robertson who's an 80-point player and had 109 points 2 years ago.
But if that's the third piece also, remember, first-round pick is the third piece, then we're really talking. It's just kind of what do you want them to be? What do you want them to do? I want them to be a team right now that acts desperate. Like, and that might be viewed as desperate in a way is, look at them. They got two really good young players that they are willing to just send away. You're getting a star.
Star.
You're getting a star player, but look how much they're willing to give.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
To get that guy. Like, I want them to be that team. I want them to be willing to overpay because they're getting the best player in the trade.
Well, isn't this a little bit of what Kekalainen did in Columbus?
A little bit, yeah.
We're not a great team. They were never a team that was going for the cup. It was about, we have to get in and win playoff games and series. And
yeah,
they were very aggressive in pursuing that. Even though they couldn't keep guys, it was about whatever it takes to get over the line.
Yeah, it wasn't just hockey trades. He made, one of his last trades he made was a first and a second round pick for Ivan Provorov. He trades a bunch for Artemi Panarin way back when. Like there are trades littered throughout his history like this.
The Sabres almost have to
not as good as Robertson. Panarin was.
Sure,
but that's it.
They have to view the playoffs as relegation and promotion. They need to get promoted.
Yeah,
it really is that big of a bar to clear for them. Where if you were to make the playoffs 1 year, okay, that probably doesn't take you off of all the no trade lists.
Yeah,
2 years, 3 years. Hey, have you made it to the mid-table now where you can be treated like a real team?
Maybe because you're off half the trade list at that point.
Yeah, you're not just going to sneak up on the league and become a cup contender, especially not in this division, which is pretty loaded. But,
yeah,
I mean, if it's Robertson, if it's Pettersson, if it's seeking stars and backfilling in after that, you know, they had this vision of all these first-round picks. It's actually the second time they did this. The first time was Reinhardt, Eichel, bunch of picks, right? I can remember getting the mailer, 17 first and second round picks in the next 4 years they had. And it was all about how first and second round picks are, that's what succeeds in the NHL.
Yeah.
The vision was tons of picks. We're going to build a roster and win Stanley Cups. And of course, that did not work. And they traded away Eichel and Reinhardt and Ristolainen. And they had another set of so many first round picks, three in the same draft. That's what, Oslin, Roseanne, and Savoy?
Yeah.
Is he that same year?
Yes.
Sorry if I'm mixing them all.
No, that's the right one. It goes Savoy, okay. Oslin, and Kulik.
Kulik, okay, sorry. And Roseanne was a different draft, right? Yeah. Kulik. And it was, and then Benson, and that's on top of Cousins. And it's just all these first-round picks, and you're thinking, all right, well, if they all grow up together and come along, you'll have an amazing team. And guess what? It, again, has not really happened. You have a bunch of good young prospects, and how many of them feel untouchable to you right now? Paterka would have been one that's a success story, and he might not want to sign long term. So this idea of drafting guys and just loading up that way, it's the second time they've done that. And the flaw there is you're saving so many spots for young guys to grow into that you, no, we don't want any veterans. We don't want to block the development. How many times has that been said? We don't block the development of a, insert the guy's name here. So Robertson or Pettersson or the idea of trying to load it up for Mitch Marner, who, by the way, finished seventh in the Selke voting.
Yeah. He's received Selke votes every year for like 7 years.
Oh, I know. Just there it is again.
Yeah.
Noted defensive liability, Mitch Marner, who's seventh in the Selke.
Yeah.
Although I think they have changed the way that they kind of vote on that now. But whatever. The whole thing is just go do what it takes and stop falling in love with the young prospect bringing you along. Don't be one of the five youngest teams in the league. Try that on for size.
Yep. I like the idea. This is a little bit of Robertson. There's a little bit of Pettersson. There's a little bit of Marner even, too, even though I don't think they're getting him. I like the idea of targeting these type of players, which are elite players that are more under, Pettersson's a little different than this, but still kind of in the same bucket. They're all under the microscope right now, and they're maybe headed for a divorce with their teams because of the team success. Well, and even them letting their team down in the big moment. You know what I mean? Like the being upset with where the team is at, so we've got to shake something up. And, oh, this guy, Robertson this past playoff, he had 6 points in the playoffs. So you didn't show up in the playoffs. Marner was always under the microscope for that in Toronto. You're amazing, but you didn't show up in the playoffs. Pettersson until this year, which was a different year because it was a crazy year for him, it was, this guy's awesome. Where's the team success? That was Eichel and Reinhardt.
Right.
And what I want the Sabres to be doing is trying to reverse engineer what they did 5 years ago. And I've got three guys right here to different degrees are available and available to the Sabres. It would be stunning, amazing to me if they get one of these three. They're not getting two. But get me a guy like that where, hey, he's on the market, not because he's not a good player, but because
they're mad at him.
They're mad at him because of a 10-game sample size in a round that you haven't been in 14 years. I'll worry about that when I get there.
The history of guys like that getting traded, that's Joe Thornton.
Joe Thornton got traded
because of that.
Sure. That's a really good one.
You bring up this one a lot. I don't know the Sabres have the piece to go the other way, but are the Stars thinking they have to make the Huberto trade? Hey, why do we keep capping out at this one spot? Let's do something different. I mean, teams panic like that. He's a great player, Robertson.
He's a great player, too, in his own end. Like, he's a good defending player. I don't watch him enough to know, like, how physical he is. He's 6'3", so he's certainly bigger than, like, Paterka is. I don't know if he matches that with his physicality, but he's not, like, a one-dimensional offensive player. I see him as someone that I would think could kind of do everything.
803-0550. George in Buffalo is up. Hey, George, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I was telling the call screener, I mean, what's the origin story with J.J. Paterka potentially being on these trade blocks? I mean, he's such a good player, and it just makes no sense. I've never heard any kind of rumblings out of him being that, you know, of course, I don't know that stuff, but it's like for Robertson, it seems like you're basically trading for almost the same player if you give Paterka another couple of years. I mean, they're not that dissimilar from each other. It just seems like a lateral move that really, I think you need a little bit more beef, a little bit more hitting up and down the lines, but getting rid of Paterka is one of the silliest ideas I've ever heard of.
Well, I mean, to say that they're the same player, I mean, Paterka's got to go quite a long way to get there. He's got to be a multi 40 and 30 goal scorer, which
he also is way worse defensively.
Yeah.
If you care about that. But, right, the goal scoring's not there either.
But the origin story, part of the origin story, and I've said this on the air a few times, that during the season, I had it told to me that I don't think Paterka is long for the Buffalo Sabres. And that was before any sort of trade deadline. It was just middle of the season. You know, someone I trust would know these kind of things. Told me, I'm not sure you should consider him. Basically, what I came away with is like, don't buy the jersey yet, because I don't think he's a guarantee to stay. And whether that's something that Paterka wants different, or if the Sabres don't view him in the light of a guy that should be making $8 million, I don't think it's a coincidence his name is in trade talks, because I buy it.
And the thing that I'll add is, say what you want about Frank Saravelli and how credible you think he is from Daily Faceoff as an insider. He was not the only one that night before the trade deadline that said he was getting traded.
Yeah, Renaud Lavoie, right?
Renaud Lavoie from TVA in Canada, who is a credible insider, went at the same time Saravelli said it. Renaud Lavoie tweeted that night, everything indicates J.J. Paterka will be traded to the New York Rangers. That didn't happen. And maybe that was over-exaggerated. Somebody gave both of those guys from different media outlets the same information. The idea that he was getting dealt.
Yeah.
And they ran with it. So something was cooking that night. Maybe it wasn't ever going to finalize in a deal, but it's enough. There's enough smoke that I am willing to believe that he could be traded this summer. Not because even the Sabres want to do it, but maybe they're just, like you kind of said, maybe they just don't believe right now that he would sign a long-term deal with them.
Or he would, but they don't trust him. They don't trust him to be the... Maybe
Is there an argument they should want to trade him?
Sure. I mean, if they can get something back that is worth it, sure. I mean,
use him as the piece for this, because he might be your Huberto here. Huberto, he doesn't have the resume. Huberto was the all-time leading scorer for the Florida Panthers when they traded him.
Is a nice young player.
Right. But what did the Panthers really do, in essence, was they traded a one-dimensional offensive dynamo and got back a two-way physical player that still scores a bunch of goals, too.
And makes everybody mad and fights people.
Right. But like the idea of, well, this is more of a winning style of player.
Yep.
More complete player. What's Paterka? He is not... He's smaller, he's not physical, he's not good in his own end. He's a great player, and I think his value should extend beyond all of that. But if the Sabres think we need to become a more well-rounded team. We need to become better in our own end and we want to move something valuable to do that. Maybe they think Paterka is the style change that they need.
803-0550. I'm not bent on trading Paterka, but I think all the rumblings about it are legit, and it's very much on the table. Get more of your phone calls if you want here. Stick with us. Dave, Alex, if you can hang on, we'll have your calls on the other side. 803-0550. Jean-Luc Grandpierre, former Saber and Blue Jackets analyst, coming up in an hour to tell us about Jarmo Kekalainen's time there in Columbus. It's Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550 on WGR.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.